We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
Hi, Tyler.
What's up, man?
How are y'all doing?
We're good.
It's good.
We're just talking about how not smart at numbers I am, to the point where 5'9", I saw the title and I was like, Tyler seems like really wacky. Tall. I didn't know he was 5'9". And then I listened to the song. I was like, oh, it's about his, this is about his wife.
It's idiot. Like he's somewhere, you know, in that range, but
you're so tall. Yeah. And yeah, how about songs finally for like tall women? There's always 5'2", 5'3".
I was still an inch off. My wife is actually 5'10", come to find out.
Oh, no.
The night after I wrote this song. But, you know, we were close.
And you said it. You said it. I already wrote it. I already rhymed other things with 9, so we can't use 10. Is that what happened?
Basically, I said there's not as many rhymes with 10, so you're going to be 5'9".
Real? Is there not as many rhymes with 10? Again, if you, like, put a twang on it, that rhymes kind of.
We could make it work. Some good soft rhymes, but, yeah, I don't know. We just roll with it.
It's so fun.
If it was 5'10", I would think it was a song about me. I'm only 5'10". So you get this song is for the tall girls.
That's it.
I think the most important thing, not height so much, is that you know what color her eyes are. Do you?
That's accurate. That is accurate.
Yeah, right? Actually, that's the most important thing.
Absolutely. She does actually have brown eyes. She's not a blue-eyed. I'd have a lot of explaining to do at that point.
Yeah, she's like, the height's not right, the color of my eyes.
Who are we talking about here, Tyler? Yeah.
How many songs have you written about your wife? I'm sure there's many.
Yeah. I hadn't counted, but I would say a big handful are at least inspired by her in some form or fashion. So, and I do say I average about 100 songs a year, so let's just call it half, and let's just say probably 50 songs a year she's a part of or inspired in some way. So
fair enough. Yeah. What's the songwriting process for you? Do the words come first and then music? I'm always curious on that because it's interesting to me.
You know, it's different every day. I think that's what I love about the process is it's never the same. Sometimes it starts with a title or a concept or an idea. Sometimes it starts with the melody. Sometimes it starts with a track that just kind of inspires a feeling that says, we should write about this today or, you know. But there's really no equation that we stick to every time. So it's really just fun to kind of see where the day takes us and where the song leads.
And I like the line in there because you hear a lot of songs talking about the good stuff being, you know, something you would drink. But the line that says Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. I thought that was really cool.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, that's one of my favorite lines in the song. And, you know, talking about the process, it's funny because typically you start with an idea or a title a lot of times, so you kind of have a target to write towards. But I remember with this song, we didn't know what we were going to call it. We didn't know how we were going to land the plane, if you will, at the end of the chorus until we kind of got there. And then we decided to bring the first line of the song, Jack makes good whiskey, back around, but God makes the good stuff. And when that hit, we were just like, oh, that's it. That's the hook. So yeah, it didn't reveal itself till halfway through the write, till we wrote ourselves into the hook. But yeah, thanks for saying that.
Yeah. So this is the first of quite a few songs off the brand new solo project. Is it weird calling it a solo project? Or are you just? Because it's like you're known as Florida Georgia Line, but now everyone's putting the solo project thing on it. Or I'm sure, are you a little tired of hearing that term, solo project?
He's like, I am a person as well. I am my own.
I am a solo Hubbard. No, no, it's getting more normal. You know, it feels normal. It feels cool. And it's actually just exciting, man. I mean, I've kind of have this new, you know, ignited energy in me, whether it's from the pandemic and just missing what we do so badly, or just kind of this new season, this fresh start, this new narrative, and this opportunity to show the world and connect on a deeper level, like a more personal level, more me, you know, as opposed to us and as a band or a brand, which was also great and really cool. Obviously a really cool part of our journey and our, you know, musical journey, but now it feels appropriate and re-energizing to individually have our voice and to get to tell our stories, you know, solo.
Well, we're excited to hear the whole thing. We got to listen to 5 Foot Nine and it's really good. So pumped to hear the rest of it.
Thanks, guys. I'm so excited. I've recorded 18 songs and every song holds a special place in my heart and it tells a little bit of who I am. And it's a pretty dynamic project. I'm so excited to get the rest of the music out. But we did feel like 5 Foot Nine was a good starting point, a good launch pad and foundation for the rest of the music to come. So I'm really excited.
It's such a good song. And I wanted to ask, you know, when I've been working with Rob for like 5-ish years.
Probably been 8. You got to round up, but you got to go round up even more. But yeah, go ahead.
But when I have to do something without Rob, it always feels weird. And then I'm like, afterwards, I'm like, oh, that's normal. When you first start, like your solo, I don't know, it's so weird. It is solo project. When you're just kind of doing something on your own, does it start off feeling weird? Or is it like, oh no, like this is still comfortable too?
I don't know if weird would be the word. Definitely different, and definitely, mm-hmm. I would say exciting and kind of freeing. Okay. You know, it's like a different. Yeah. It's like getting a new car almost, where it's like, yeah, it's a new feeling, and we're having to learn how to navigate it. And it's a new car, but it really feels great and exciting and fun and fresh and all those emotions as well. But it definitely took, and honestly, I mean, this has been such a process. This is a conversation that started almost 2 years ago now. So it has been a process and took some time for me to even accept that we're going to take a break, but then also to accept and process and digest the fact that, I have a story to tell and I have songs that I want to say and sing and, you know, my story the same way. I mean, quite honest, I was fairly inspired and empowered by watching BK do it and say, man, that takes a lot of courage, a lot of bravery and getting out of your comfort zone and our rhythm of what we're so used to doing for 10 years is a big step. And so to watch him do it, I was like, man, okay, cool. I could do this too. I think it feels right and feels exciting. And so I was just sort of channeled that energy into this new music and the whole new team and whole new strategy and everything. So it feels really good.
I was going to say, what do you think of his new album? Cause I know he was just as pumped as you are to do it. And like Beach Cowboy is a pretty dope song. I think wondering if you had a favorite off of his album.
I love Beach Cowboy. I think that's what that gets stuck in my head. It's an earworm. I'll be walking around the house singing it, you know? And it's cool. I mean, I enjoy it and I'm actually, on a deeper level, just like happy for BK that he's getting to have his voice individually and tell his story and showcase his life, you know. And I know not everybody lives on the beach and can relate to Beach Cowboy every day of the year, but we all go to the beach or have a summer day by the pool even that you can channel that energy and that type of music. So I think it's very cool and exciting, and it's been fun to support him and allow and encourage him to do it, you know, and he's done the same for me, and it's been really healthy and fun.
That's awesome.
And what a sign of true friendship, by the way, when you guys are supporting each other. And I think for the fans, they need to know you guys are still going to be performing this summer, correct?
Yeah, so we have like 10 more shows that we're going to do this summer as kind of like a closing of the chapter, which we wanted and needed, not only for us, but for the fans. You know, we wanted to celebrate, take this opportunity as a celebration and just say, hey, look what we've done over 10 years. Look what you guys have allowed us to do as fans and country radio and all the people that have supported us. Let's play a few more shows. Let's celebrate that and then let's close this thing up properly and be able to transition into doing solo touring and all that. I know BK sprinkled some solo shows already, but we're going to knock those FGL dates out of the park this summer and have a blast. It's going to be fun.
Well, y'all have so many timeless songs that are never going to go out of style. So we hope we continue to hear that as well. But I wanted to talk about you. I mean, you've written so many songs for other artists as well. And we just talked to Jason Aldean recently, one of his songs on his album, Yo Mama. I didn't realize how crazy was it for you to do that gender test, and you thought you were having a boy and then you had a girl? Like, how crazy was that to go through?
Did you buy stuff that was blue and then you're like, shoot, now we need pink?
Yes, we did. Yeah. We had some things bought. We didn't have, like, the room wasn't painted or anything like that, so it wasn't like a huge transition as far as that's concerned. But yeah, mentally, well, I thought for 2.5 months we were having a boy, and I was all, you know, I was all mentally prepared for what that looks like. And then we had one of our what's it called? You know,
like a tech.
You know,
like
when you get the belly jelly on the
ultrasound tech.
Ultrasound.
Ultrasound person. Yeah.
Had an ultrasound, and the lady was like, "Who told y'all this was a boy?" And we're like, "The at-home gender test that you guys told us to take." And we've already had a gender reveal party. We've already done the People magazine article. That was like, everything.
That was just the at-home COVID test. It was
exactly.
You can mix it up.
The COVID test is positive, and like you're having a boy. But no, it was a shocker for sure. But you know, again, just kept us on our toes. I remember the drive home. We were just like, "Wait a second, we're not having a boy. We're having a girl." Okay, let me process.
That's a total mind F right
no
there.
No doubt. No doubt.
Like, we have one son, and we let it be a surprise. So I guess I thought it was great, though. Did you know what all your kids were going to be, or did you do any surprises?
No, we wanted to know. Yeah, we didn't. It's enough of a surprise watching a baby come out, even if you know the gender. So we decided to go ahead and figure it out. Well, attempt to figure it out.
Try to, yeah.
I mean, it all comes out the way it's supposed to come
out.
Yeah,
it works. It works.
It's so funny. Can we ask you some random asked questions?
Ask anything.
Okay, just top of the mind, whatever you first thought you have. If you could have any you've heard this before. If you could have any superhero power, what would it be? Have you decided on your superhero power yet?
Ooh.
Singing music, already checked off the box. Like, you've already got that one covered. So this
is
like, well, I feel like it is, but this is like strength of steel, flying, X-ray vision.
I always think it'd be fun to be able to fly.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. Is that a superpower?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if it is, I'll definitely take that.
Yeah, man. If you're like,
I could save a lot of money on airline tickets.
You'd be like, "I'll be right there to Jif," and then you're there at the show. Could you fly into the show and then you land?
Totally. I'd fly in, then I'd parachute down.
Yep.
You get a bit of a taste of that on the dirt bikes, catching some big air.
I'm channeling my inner superhero there.
What are you riding right now? What's your favorite dirt bike?
I got a Kawasaki 450 that's my baby. Yeah.
Do you miss the two strokes? Like, that's just the brap.
I do miss the sound, but I love the power of a 450 of a four stroke, right? For sure. But I grew up on two strokes, so there is that nostalgia there for sure.
Yeah. I had a 2000 Honda CR 125 that I bought off a buddy of mine who was a pro rider. And it would beat all the 250s, and it was a 125.
Oh,
it's crazy.
That's awesome.
what you can do to it. Another random asked question. It's not that random because we thought about it. But if you could go, if you could go back in time, or forward, where would you go?
Ooh, where would I go?
Where would you go? What would you do?
I don't know why this popped at the top of my head, but I'd probably make a trip to Africa. We've been on some epic trips. Maybe I'll just go back to one of those trips or plan another one to Africa. We love traveling, but Africa's one of our favorite places to go and be. And the people are just incredible. And, you know, definitely feel disconnected. And it's a really cool experience. So we love going to Africa.
You go on the safari? Like, you go on, like, a safari outfit?
Half my wardrobe basically is just safari outfit vibes. No, we do. We love being on safari and just being around the people in Africa, and you know, we're involved with some work over there as well. So being over there, seeing that in real life is really fun. And yeah, we just love the culture and everything about it.
One last question. Who makes you laugh the most?
Kevin Hart.
Yes.
That's my dude.
Love Kevin.
Yep. He's or Dave funny. Chappelle. I like them both.
It's a
big toss.
It's a hard, it's hard to choose.
Yeah. It is. I love them both.
How about how about that dude who tried to tackle Dave Chappelle? Did you see that?
I did see that.
Of his arm afterwards, though?
No, I didn't.
The dude's arm or Dave Chappelle's arm?
No, the guy who got tackled backstage after he ran off. They showed a video of him on a stretcher and his arm looked like a pretzel. I was like, ooh, don't try to tackle Dave Chappelle because it's not going to end up well for you.
Sometimes your arm breaks. Has anyone ever done that to you at a show?
Yes, we have.
Really?
We've been, and we haven't broken any arms, but I've definitely seen our security guy just pick people up and throw them over their shoulder and run them off stage. I'm like, better you than me, I guess.
Because typically they're girls, right? Running up.
Yeah. Most of the time are really drunk dudes. One of the two.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, we appreciate the time. And we're so happy to hear 5'9" and all the rest of it when it comes out.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for chatting. And anything you need, let me know. You guys are awesome.
Appreciate it, brother.
You're doing it all. Thank you for the music. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Take care.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app, AUDACY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.